this episode of Report This Post.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the latest bonus episode of Report This Post. My name is Geiger, and that is Christian.
I am very stupid.
And we're your hosts with the posts, or in this case, the trivia.
We should figure out a new pun for that.
I'm not even reading anything right now. I'm just sort of
just kind of
opening the show to get to where we need to be. Yeah, we are here in episode 3 of Trivial Hirsute, where one of us becomes the quiz master and the other one becomes the answerer. Mm. Last week or 2 weeks ago, whatever, the second episode, Christian was the guy who quizzed me on, I don't remember what the topic was.
Jimmy Buffett, because he died.
That's right, because Mr. Buffett passed away shortly before that. So that was good and timely. I am choosing the topic this time. It is not timely in any manner.
Oh, boy.
I just picked a topic that I thought Christian would hate, which means our listeners might actually enjoy. But Christian, do you know the secrets of Hogwarts?
No, I don't.
Well, then this should be a whole heck of a lot of fun.
Oh, no.
I think we got like 20 questions here.
Oh, no. That's miserable.
This is going to be really good. We'll see how you do, and we'll see if your math is any good either by the end of the show.
Yeah, we already know that's not going to be the case.
All right. So this is from one of these websites that does all these trivia things, as we've done before. This will be a whole heck of a lot of fun, no doubt. Now, Christian, what is your experience with Harry Potter?
I have seen, I think, half the films, maybe.
Okay.
When they first came out. So it was that like 2006 or something. I don't know. Whenever they first came out.
Over the period of many years.
Yeah. I saw maybe the first four of them. I don't remember a lick. Have been to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter a couple times.
Okay.
Pretty cool. I like the whole, I think it's a cool concept. I think it's executed very gaily.
That's about what you should expect.
Yeah.
So you should get about half these questions right if I'm doing the math.
Maybe. That seems like a high percentage, but.
Yeah, well, how did I do on the Buffett? It was like 1 out of 19 or something like
that. No, I think you got 3. I think you got 3 out of 20. So it was not. All right. And then we spent about 10 minutes trying to decide what that percentage of that was. So
cool. Well, good luck, Christian. Are you ready to begin the quiz?
I'm ready.
All right. First question. Students board the train to Hogwarts at platform 9 3/4 at which train station? And we do have multiple choice.
Okay.
In case
you
need that. King's Cross.
Mm-hmm.
Paddington.
Mm-hmm.
Piccadilly Circus.
Okay.
Or St. Pancras International.
Okay. All right. So let's go through the things that I know it's not. So Paddington, I know it's not because that's the bear.
That's a bear.
That is the little gay bear.
yeah.
With his little coat and stuff. And I know
loves sandwiches.
Loves marmalade sandwiches and sucking off strangers.
That's a gay little bear. Yep.
The third Paddington film is him just glory holing everybody. So that's that. Piccadilly Circus, I know, is it's kind of like the place with all the theaters in London there, and I know that from the John Landis film, An American Werewolf in London.
Okay,
great flick, folks. Check it out. It was before, I think that was before John Landis killed a bunch of people on a movie set on accident. So check that out.
On accident.
Well, I mean, he didn't crash the helicopter, but.
Well, not that you know of, yeah.
So I'm going to say it's the last one. I don't know, but I'm going to say the first one, King's Cross there. That would be my guess.
Correct. Students attending Hogwarts Academy must board the Hogwarts Express train on platform 9 3/4 at King's Cross Station. The train leaves precisely at 11 a.m. on September 1st each year. and it can be accessed by walking through the solid barrier between platforms 9 and 10.
Okay.
All right. Second question. So far, you're one of one.
Okay, I'm doing okay.
What country is Hogwarts in?
Okay. I'm going to say this is a it's in Great Britain.
Can you be more specific?
Okay. Oh boy. Okay, so there's a when it comes to Great Britain, you got the you got Ireland, you got Scotland, you got Wales, you have I believe they're all on an island. There's a they're land masses. They're some sort of archipelago. Where would it be?
You haven't said the biggest one, which I find to be interesting.
England.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, isn't that Great Britain? Isn't Great Britain part of? Oh, okay.
I think we had this discussion before.
Okay. Yeah, probably. All right. So it is in what country? It's in England.
England is incorrect.
Okay.
While it's known that Hogwarts School is somewhere in Scotland, location is hidden with various charms and spells that make it impossible to discover.
Can you take a train from London?
It's magic, asshole.
Okay.
So far, you're one out of two. Correct. Third question. How many mandatory subjects are there for first-year students at Hogwarts? And I'll just say, I'll just give you the multiple choice. 10, okay. 1, none, or 7?
Okay. 10 seems too high. 1 seems too low. None, obviously. You can't have that. I'm going to say that there are 7 mandatory courses for students.
Correct.
Okay.
There are 7 required subjects for all first-year students at Hogwarts.
Okay.
So, 2 out of 3 ain't bad, as
Meatloaf would say. Yeah, that's right.
As the great doctor himself sang so many years ago. Another great musician we lost not too long ago.
Dr. Professor Meatloaf. That's right.
Well, on that topic of mandatory subjects, which of these is not a mandatory subject for first-year students? We got herbology. We got divination. We got defense against the dark arts and history of magic.
Okay. I know defense against the dark arts is something because I think the teacher of that is Severus Snape, if I'm not mistaken. And he has something to do with the story, if I'm not mistaken. He's a part of that whole Harry Potter thing.
Part of the books, yep.
So yeah, defense against dark arts, herbology. What was the other? Divination?
Yes. And history of magic.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go through. I remember in the movie that they did something with plants. So that was herbology. So I'm going to say divination is the one that is not.
That is correct.
Okay. Holy shit. All right.
Here are the mandatory subjects. Transfiguration, charms, potions, history of magic, defense against the dark arts, astronomy, and herbology.
Interesting.
Also, learning how to fly in a broomstick is required.
Well, I guess that's an extracurricular, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it's like how PE is required.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is it required?
I failed PE in sometime in high school.
Were you one of those guys never changed into your gym clothes?
Correct.
Or your golf sweat?
Correct. I accidentally closed the page and now it's not loading. So give me 1 second here and see if I can get back to it. 3 or 4. Okay, we're back. You're back. All right. So you've got 3 out of 4 correct so far. And that's 75%.
You say so.
I think this is that is the end of where our math is going to be going well.
Didn't see that on the school list at Hogwarts. You know what I'm saying?
3/4, just like 9 3/4. No, 3/4. Oof, boy. Hey, true or false, Hogwarts is considered a slightly less safe than Gringotts Bank, which is why the Philosopher's Stone is hidden at the bank.
Okay, Gringotts is a bank run by goblins in triple parentheses, and it's less safe. I mean, I get true because it's a bank. Yes.
That's incorrect.
Okay.
According to Rubius Hagrid, Hogwarts is the safest place there is in the magical world, even safer than Gringotts, the bank where wizards store their money, which is why the Philosopher's Stone was kept in the school. Okay. That actually makes sense.
If you say so. It's such a safe place, they sure do seem to get up in to problems a lot. So
yeah, it's, and that's the safest place. Imagine the unsafe places, how bad shit goes, huh? So you're 3 out of 5 right now. Okay, what is the name of the village near Hogwarts? I'll go ahead and give you multiple choice on this one. We got Godric's Hollow, Little Winging, Hogsmeade, and Durmstrang.
Okay. I know Godric is something from the story.
I think all of these are, if that helps at all. Probably hurts, actually.
Okay. Hogsmeade is the inn. Okay, I'm going to say it's Godric's Hollow, because that's the one that it stood out to me at first. Let's see.
Hey, sometimes you got to trust your gut. Incorrect. The village of Hogsmeade I think you talked yourself right out of it. Is the closest popular location to Hogwarts, and it's located near to Dufftown in Banffshire and Akintee in Lochaber. Surrounding the castle are mountains, and to the south is the Great Lake. To the west are the doors to the entrance hall are broad sloping lawns, as well as the Forbidden Forest.
Ooh.
Great.
It's really painting a vivid picture in my mind.
Mm-hmm. It's like I'm reading those great books right now.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm envisioning when I was in the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. If I look at the castle, I look to my right, there's a roller coaster, and if I look to my left, there's Jurassic Park. So it was a little different when I was there. But
I went there once, and I remember everywhere I looked were just big fat people. So big sweaty fat people.
Well, you were stuck in the House of Mirrors, huh?
One group of former students created a magic map while they were at Hogwarts, which exposes every part of the school. What is the map called?
This one I know. Oh, this is the... No. This is...
Let's see it. You don't need multiple choice?
I don't need the multiple choice on this. This was Harry Potter's dad and Snape and the guy that turned into a rat and somebody else. That was the Marauder's Map.
Correct.
Okay.
James Potter, Sirius Black, Remus Lupin, and Peter Pettigrew.
Okay, I was almost. Map. I got two out of them.
You got pretty much all of them, except for Lupin, I believe. Peter Pettigrew, I think, is the rat.
He's the rat guy, yeah.
Snape is not involved, actually. Okay, so did get that one wrong.
Yep.
There's several paragraphs explaining this answer, which I will not be reading.
Which I will simply skate over.
You're at 4 of 7 correct right now. Which of these students was not one of the students responsible for creating the map? Well, I don't know why you would ask that after you just gave me. You just told me exactly.
Okay, let's see how good my immediate.
All right. Was. Barty Crouch, Remus Lupin, Peter Pettigrew, or Sirius Black.
Okay. Oh, from
we know our memory is bad in general, but this could set a record if you forgot this one.
No, this is I'm going to say Barty Crouch was not involved in
correct. And James Potter, Sirius Black, Remus Lupin, and Peter Better created it. It's exactly the same paragraph.
It's the same thing.
It just keeps going. That is hilarious.
Like, oh shit, that I'm kind of hitting the bottom on the bucket of my knowledge for Harry Potter.
Yeah. So far you are 5 of 8. Next one. To toss up, true or false, there is a book in Hogwarts that records the name of every magical person born or whether or not they chose to go to Hogwarts.
That seems problematic. It doesn't seem like it's something that would be in Hogwarts. There's a Ministry of Magic that oversees all sorts of stuff. There's a book that records every person and whether they decide to become. Boy, that sounds like a really gay thing to put into a story. It's a
Big Brother sort of.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to say that it's false and that it's not in Hogwarts.
Incorrect.
God damn.
The Book of Admittance is an ancient book bound by peeling black dragon hide that sits locked in a small tower, and no human hands have ever touched it.
Okay, then how the fuck did it get up there, smart guy?
Well, since it was placed there, okay. I'll say that.
Okay.
Sorry, I stopped reading because I stopped caring. But I think, look, there's a quill of acceptance next to it, et cetera, et cetera. How else are the kids going to get the damn owls to let them know they need to go there, you know?
I thought it was just all magic.
It is, because there's a magic book that tells... that lets everyone know where the magic guys are.
But not exactly.
It all makes perfect sense to me. So far, you are 5 out of 9 correct. Mm. At what age is a young witch or wizard told that they've been accepted to Hogwarts?
I think, if I'm not mistaken, it was the age of 13.
Well, if that's not a choice, would you like to hear what the choices are?
Yeah, probably should.
5, 9, 4, or 11.
Okay. So I know it's sometime in like the preteen. I'm gonna say that they're not 9, I can tell you that much, but I'm gonna say they're probably 11.
Correct.
Okay.
As soon as they're born with magical abilities, they're enrolled at Hogwarts. And then at age 11, admission is confirmed via owl.
God, what?
So you are 6 out of 10. Hey, that's 60%. I do know that.
All right.
True or false, every year all students are transported from the train station in Hogsmeade to Hogwarts Castle by boat.
Okay, we just went over the geography.
You remember all that, of course.
You said something about a lake. But I don't remember a boat. The train, I remember. I remember a flying car.
Yep.
I remember a hippogriff. I remember that. Broom, of course.
Classic.
Boat. God damn. You know what? It's so gay and stupid, I'm going to assume that it's true.
Incorrect. As soon as they get off a train at Hogsmeade Station, first-year students are led to boats that carry them across the Great Lake. Thestral-drawn carriages transport the older students to the school.
Okay.
So it's the question was if all students are transported via boat.
Yeah, okay.
But apparently that's only for the first-year students. All the other ones are taken by thestral-drawn carriages. So...
I don't know even what that means.
What is a thestral? That's a good question. I think we can kill time wondering that. Oh, it's a skeletal creature about the size of a horse with a reptilian hide, white eyes, and leathery black wings. Okay. Seems unnecessarily spooky for your... For your children's for school.
Your fake book about wizards, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just use the fucking boat. What the hell are you doing?
Yeah,
hey, you're 6 out of 11. You ready for the next question?
I am.
Each of the four houses at Hogwarts is named after... A, a kind of magical plant. B, a spell. C, one of Hogwarts' founders. Or D, one of Hogwarts' secret passageways.
Okay. This one, I think I can 100% say that it's one of the founders. Of the
100%.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's correct.
Okay.
The sorting hat then decides which of the four houses each student will be assigned to. Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin.
Okay, you sure you want to read those off? Because I can almost guarantee one of the next questions is going to be.
That's a good point. Hey, according to the Marauder's Map, how many secret passages are there leading in and out of Hogwarts?
Ooh.
And this is a bunch of numbers. I could just give them to you.
Sure.
10, 3, 6, or 7.
Okay, this one, you know what, my first thought when I heard this question was seven. So I'm gonna say seven secret passages.
See what you got? Let's see. Correct.
Oh, holy shit.
There are a total of seven secret passages in Hogwarts that allow students to sneak in and out of school. Among them are the One-Eyed Witch passage, which is found behind the One-Eyed Witch statue. The passage is opened by tapping the wand on the statue and speaking the password Descendium. It leads to Honeyduke's sweet shop in Hogsmeade by way of a tunnel under the school. Pretty sweet.
Yeah, so this is the safest place in the wizarding world, and it has all these secret passages. I don't know,
yeah. Not to mention that kids are routinely kidnapped and
murdered
at least once a school year, it seems. So you're 8 out of 13 right now. Okay. True or false, it's impossible for a muggle to see Hogwarts.
Muggle, those are regular people.
Mm-hmm.
And a mudblood is a that's a
we'll get to that question later, I'm sure.
I'm gonna say they probably they cast some spell that makes it invisible to a regular little dope like you and I. So true. Yes,
correct. Muggles could easily stumble across the location of Hogwarts, but they wouldn't know it. If anyone does come across it, all they would see is the ruins of a castle with a warning to keep out. This is the same for most wizarding schools, which are literally concealed to both protect the students and the school and to keep their secrets from being revealed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a castle that says keep out. Does that mean you like you can still just walk in though, right?
Sure, right. And then what happens?
Yeah. Hasn't been any executed. Teams coming in? Like, going there with like booze and stuff. Like, hey, there's that old ruined castle. Let's go get drunk there tonight.
You know, I watched some true crime things on kids in England, and it does seem like they love to do parkour and drink beer. That seems to be what teens in England do. So
ain't nothing wrong with it. Great, you're a 9 of 14 correct right now.
And that what's that percentage?
Moaning Myrtle's final resting place is in the first floor girls' bathroom above the Great Hall. Who was Moaning Myrtle?
Okay. This is she was a student. That got killed and is now haunting a bathroom.
Would you say she is a former student who was killed by the basilisk?
I would say that, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Correct. Her final resting place is in the first floor girls' bathroom. Myrtle was a Ravenclaw student who was killed by Slytherin's basilisk under the order of Tom Riddle, a.k.a. Voldemort.
Mm-hmm.
She haunts the toilet and frequently floods it with her emotional outbursts. It's described as gloomy with cracked and spotty mirrors and chipped stone sinks. All right. 10 out of 15 correct. Which Hogwarts founder wanted the school to only accept pureblood students?
Is this a multiple choice?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
We got Helga Hufflepuff.
Yes.
Godric Gryffindor.
Uh-huh.
Rowena Ravenclaw and Salazar Slytherin.
Okay. Well, based upon the kind of class thing going on within... Mm-hmm. I'm going to say Salazar Slytherin was the one that wanted only purebloods.
Correct.
Yes.
He chose to leave the school after the other founders refused to agree to this principle.
Then I believe he founded the Death Eaters, which is what a cool fucking name for bad guys.
Let's find out soon enough. Very subtle with the naming of everything. JK.
Let me think of what I could name a bunch of racist people that want to kill everyone that's not pure. How about the Death Eaters? Damn, okay.
Pretty good. Which of these options is not the name of a school that traditionally participates in the Triwizard Tournament? We have the Drumstring Institute, the Beauxbatons Academy of Magic, Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry, and Mohotokoro School of Magic.
Ooh, boy, I'll tell you, that's
Great question.
That is, yeah, you know what? That's a real head scratcher. I know there's other schools, and I know that one of them includes a giant woman that Hagrid wants to have sex with.
Mm.
Which school that is, couldn't tell you. She's the one that runs the old girls' school. That's right.
Yep.
What was the B one? Beau Blacks?
Beau Batons? Beau Battens?
Yeah, let's go with that one.
Ooh, incorrect. I think that might actually be the one you were thinking of, the only one you were talking about. Yeah, it was Mohotokoro School of Magic. That's the one that wasn't.
Secrets of the Orient, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
11 of 17, correct. True or false, it is impossible for students and teachers to apparate or disapparate inside Hogwarts.
Oh, okay. This one I know. This is a true. You can't do that because of some sort of spell that's on the school. You're not able to do it.
Yes, the only person who could do that is Dumbledore. So,
and he's dead. Spoiler alert.
Oh no.
He gets killed. And he's gay.
Wow, those are two spoilers, two huge ones. One you don't even find out till several years after you read the books.
Yeah, and he's gay. So,
well, one of the greatest memes of its day.
What that?
Snape killed Dumbledore. Remember that?
Well, oh, for yeah. Remember people who were waiting in line for the book?
Guy did a video
driving past. Oh my god, that rocks! What if
the lady just went, "No, you asshole!" Oh, 2004. What a time.
Very early YouTube. We guess it.
2006? I don't know. Something like that. Very good shit. All right, you're 12 of 18 correct. I'm guessing there's still more questions there. Hey, which Hogwarts house has the entrance to their common room hidden in the kitchens? Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, Gryffindor, or Slytherin?
Okay. Again, based upon the kind of telltale, the Hufflepuff is kind of the catch ground for all the autistic coded characters within the thing, and all the little fat guys.
Mm-hmm.
Their class thing is a badger, fat little guy. So I'm going to say it's a Hufflepuff.
Correct. The entrance is located in the kitchens, concealed behind a pile of barrels in the back right corner.
God, just a pile. It's just like you're fat, you're poor, you're stupid.
Correct. True or false, the staircases at Hogwarts are known to move around.
Oh, this one I know is that's true. Because the great director Chris Columbus, when he was doing mm-hmm. those movies, there's some cool shots of those guys floating around and moving around. And, John Cleese is there for some reason.
And why wouldn't they? Because the school's magic.
Sure.
Hey, that's correct. It's connected by 142 staircases running throughout its many turrets, dungeons, and towers. And then way too much text after that. All right. 14 of 20 correct, Christian. You are doing staggeringly well at this, I got to say. Which of these real-life figures has a portrait hanging at Hogwarts? We have Confucius, Alexander the Great, Anne Boleyn, and Joan of Arc.
Anne Boleyn?
That's correct. Portrait of Henry VIII's wife, Anne Boleyn, is hanging on the wall of the Grand Staircase near the second floor of Landon. She was the Queen Consort of England and mother to Elizabeth I, but Muggles believed that she was a witch. There was also rumors in the wizarding community that she was a squib, which is a non-magical child born to magical parents.
Okay. A lot of slurs getting thrown around here tonight, I feel. So,
typical episode of the show. You are 15 of 21 correct. Which of these options is not the name of a ghost at Hogwarts?
Okay.
The Grey Lady, the Fat Friar, the Ghoulish Goblin, and the Bloody Baron.
Right. I think I know this one as well. So I know the Fat Friar is a thing because they have a food named after him. One of the
Hogwarts. Yeah, she was the best.
The Grey Lady is also I'm the goblin one is not a ghost.
The Ghoulish Goblin?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a pretty bad name, even for JK. Correct. Oh boy, there's so much text here. I'm not gonna you have the Fat Friar, the Gray Lady, the Nearly Headless Nick,
Moaning
Merle, et cetera. Yeah.
You gotta have those great alliteration names for your ghosts, I guess.
Mm-hmm. All right, what is the tallest tower at Hogwarts? We have the Dark Tower, the Astronomy Tower, Gryffindor Tower, or the Lookout Tower.
Ooh, okay. Well, the Dark Tower is a Stephen King thing, so I'm going to say it's not that one. I want to say it's the Astronomy Tower because that has something to do with one of the books. I think that's where Dumbledore gets killed.
Okay.
So that's final answer, Regis.
Astronomy Tower. Correct. I guess it makes sense that would be the tallest one, astronomy, looking at the sky and all that. The most mysterious tower is the Dark Tower. So there is a Dark Tower.
All right, so she's just doing whatever she wants over there, huh?
Good for her. 17 of 23, correct. True or false, the Pensieve of Hogwarts is older than the school itself.
Okay, I'm not sure what that word means, but...
It's that, it's like a bird bath thing, where you, like, look in it and you see memories or some shit like that.
Okay. Hey, brother, you're telling me. That's older than Hogwarts itself. Okay. So it seems like if that's something special, it seems like they would build the school around it, I guess. So I'm going to say true. That was there before they built the damn thing.
Retract! Pensieve is an object which allows for the sorting and reviewing of memories. Not much is known of its creation, except that it is made of stone, carved with Saxon runes, and is older than the school itself. Seems like they do know quite a bit about it.
Yeah, I would say that seems to be enough to kind of... You know what it does, and you know where it came from, so I think...
Mm-hmm. All right, you are 18 of 24. My God, there's way too many questions on this, I gotta say. It doesn't tell you how many there are before you start the podcast, unfortunately, folks, but we're going to keep riding this to the brutal end. All right, what is the name of the Hogwarts poltergeist?
Poltergeist.
Perry, Peeves, Panic, or Polder?
God, it's got... Okay, so there's the... I'm going to say it's Peeves, the poltergeist.
Peeves?
Sure.
Correct.
Oh, my... Get the...
Okay, you're 19 of 25. Correct, Christian. The Battle of Hogwarts,
mm-hmm.
which occurs at the end of the Harry Potter series, takes place in what year? 98, 2015, 1990, or 2004?
They were in school. They went to school. Okay. I'm going to say it takes place in 1998.
1998 is correct.
Jesus Christ.
Took place in May of 98.
I was 8 years old when they were out there slaughtering children.
Who was?
The Death Eaters and stuff, and Voldemort. Okay. And the werewolves. Gotcha. There's some werewolves there, I think.
Sure. Hey, the Hogwarts motto is Draco Dormiens Nunquam Titliandus. What does that mean? A, there are dragons where you least expect them. B, never tickle a sleeping dragon. C, don't step on a dragon's tail. And D, where there's gold, there's dragons.
It's got to be something gay. So I'm going to say it's don't tickle a sleeping dragon.
Correct.
Oh, come on.
The school's motto translated never tickle a sleeping dragon. When asked how she arrived at the motto, J.K. Rowling explained that she'd always found traditional school slogans about perseverance and ability boring, and it amused her to use a practical piece of advice as the school motto.
Well, that's practical. I mean, I guess in the wizarding world of coochie holler. Ooh.
Hmm.
Coochie Holler. What if that was a porno? That sounds like something you'd like an Appalachian porno. Never mind.
Great.
Going down to Coochie.
True or false? Muggle electronics don't work on the grounds of Hogwarts.
I'm going to say it's true because then it's something to do with whatever. They can't take pictures of this stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
22 of 28 correct. There are many magical objects at Hogwarts, including six that were said to be possessions of Hogwarts founders and therefore of unimaginable value. Which of these options is not? Salazar Slytherin's locket, Godric Gryffindor's sword, the Sorting Hat, and Rowena Ravenclaw's diary.
Okay. Well, seeing as how the Sorting Hat doesn't have an owner's name attached to it, just by process of elimination, I know the sword is one, because I believe that's what Harry uses to kill the basilisk, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, I'm going to say the Sorting Hat. I think that thing just showed up some point.
Incorrect.
Really? Okay.
It was a Rowena Ravenclaw's diary.
So who owns the damn Sorting Hat then?
It was in 93, the sword appeared inside the Sorting Hat when Harry was inside the Chamber of Secrets. The other relics include Slytherin's locket, Hufflepuff's cup, Ravenclaw's diadem, the founder statues, and the Sorting Hat itself.
Sure. Sounds good.
Hey, that was the last question. There were 29. This is an unusual number, I gotta say.
It was also the person putting that together just kind of gave up as well. So,
well, you got 22 out of 29 correct, Christian. That's 76%.
You know what? I would have passed. I wouldn't have had to have a parent-teacher conference if this was a school.
Your result is you are a future headmaster. How could you possibly know all that? You must be destined to be the next headmaster at Hogwarts. That, or you've read the books and watched the movies more than anyone else alive. Whether the case, well done. Congrats, Christian. You are truly a master of the great wizarding world as constructed by J.K. Rowling.
That's disgusting.
You must be proud.
Oh, you know, this is a fine moment. And to celebrate, I'm going to drive 1.5 hours and go to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter and have a butter beer and hopefully get into a car accident on my way home and slip into a coma.
Bye-bye, everybody.